Great. Thank you, Jill. Have a good night.
Don't be too scared, but you can do that.
Yeah, so as Jill mentioned, you know, feel free to change your position, change your location, whatever you want to do is fine. The point is, I want you to be comfortable. So wherever you're most comfortable is what's going to work best for you. So just a little bit about myself. I have been coming to the Kadampa Center, I think, since around 1999, 2000 or so. And then I went through, I just jumped right into the Discovering Buddhism class, not really knowing what I was getting into in 2006. And it's a two-year program, and it's phenomenal. So, you know, if you find that your interest kind of steers you in that direction, that's another great, great step as far as discovering a little bit more about Buddhism. So this is Meditation 101, and it's the first in a 5-week series. And so throughout this course, it's really geared towards a beginner level. And although it's held here at the Kadampa Center, it's a pretty basic meditation class. So we will talk about what meditation is, the purpose of meditation. We'll talk about some different meditation techniques. We'll try to hopefully develop some skills of meditation and that sort of thing. But woven in, you will hear some Buddhist philosophy because it's a class here at the Kadampa Center. Certainly feel free to ask questions at any time. We are recording, and so it may be that a microphone comes around to, you know, if there's any discussion back and forth, just so we get that in the recording. So don't let that, you know, the microphone kind of be like, don't let that sway you from, you know, not asking a question or engaging in some conversation. Let's see here. What else did I want to say? I guess we'll just go ahead and jump into it. Aaron, who you met outside the door here, is our program assistant for tonight. And I think the rest of the sessions will have someone named Sherry. So you'll meet Sherry next week, hopefully. I unfortunately won't be here next week. So I got called away on a work-related trip that I'm actually very excited about. I get to go to Montana on a dinosaur dig, so that should be fun. So I won't be here with you next week, but David McLeese will be here, and he is a longtime member of Kadampa Center and an amazing instructor. So he's a lot of fun. So please do come back next week, and then I'll be back the following week. I think since we don't have like a gigantic crowd here, we should go around, and I would like to just hear your names and if there's anything else you would like to share with me, whether it's, you know, you already have a meditation practice or this is something that's brand new to you, anything like that. And so we'll just take a moment, you know, don't take too long because we got a class to do. But take a moment just to introduce yourself just so I can kind of put a face with your name. So you've got the mic, so go ahead. Thanks.
Paul Yupolovich.
Okay.
New to meditation. Saturday was my first time.
Excellent.
Here just to learn more about myself and mindfulness and how to get through daily stress and anxiety of life.
Perfect. Well, welcome, Paul. Thank you.
I'm Bonnie Button. New to meditation and just started to try and have a daily practice. And this is my 12-year-old son, Gabriel.
Hey, Gabriel.
DJ Griffin, new to Buddhism, new to meditation. So this is my first time and looking forward to coping with stress and anxiety, and that's it.
Great. You're in the right place.
Hey, I'm Adam Wallace, and I guess I'm just trying to learn kind of how to quiet my mind and focus it a bit better and just find a little bit more peace.
Good.
That's beautiful. I'm Rose Wallace. I have a beautiful husband. I don't really enjoy meditating. I get very squirrely. I get very uncomfortable with silence. So I'm doing this anyway.
Excellent.
And it's going to be good.
You're not the only one. You're not alone.
I'm Becky, and I've been coming here on and off for a couple years.
But I just now have started meditating somewhat regularly, so
woo-hoo.
I'm glad to learn more.
Awesome. Welcome.
Shannon Kiger, brand new to any type of meditation and just wanted to try something new and see what it was like.
Great. Welcome.
Hi, I'm Deidre, and I came here to just learn about meditation. It's been suggested to me a multitude of times as a way to kind of just focus and be more productive in life in a more peaceful manner. So that's why I'm here.
Fantastic.
Hey, I'm Dan. I've been coming here on and off for several years. I just keep interrupting stuff because of life. It's an excuse. Just keep striving to get back. Yeah.
Welcome.
Hi, I'm Nathan Etheridge. I'm here to learn, complete newbie.
Welcome. Thanks for coming.
Hi, I'm Victoria, and I'm relatively new to meditation. I think I've done it on my own, but really want to learn the proper process. So.
Great.
I'm Justin Farrow. This is my first time other than the introductory this past weekend, but just here to learn about meditation techniques and how it can help me in my life.
Great.
I'm Sarah, and today is my second time at the Kadampa Center, and I'm here just to learn about meditation and hopefully Buddhism.
Welcome.
Hello, my name is Nick. I did the Buddhism in a Nutshell class a few months back,
mm-hmm.
and we briefly touched on it, and I found it really helpful, so I'm here to learn more.
Great.
I'm Carlos Villegas. I'm also new to meditation, but I'm looking for ways to quiet my mind because I have a very active mind. Mm-hmm. I can't shut it down, so I'm looking to see if I can find alternative ways to kind of find some peace and some rest.
Okay.
I'm Michelle Book. I'm just curious, and I want to deepen my meditation practice.
My name is Victoria, and I'm completely new. I'm just trying to learn how to be happy and find myself, and one point of happiness, meditate. So here I am.
Welcome.
My name is Sean. I've actually came here when, I guess before the iPhone, when it was at the old place.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
And so I took the meditation class then.
Oh, great.
So it's a little refresher this time around. But it made a huge impact on quieting mind and just finding overall peace or what it's worth. I've been through it already once, and it was good enough to come back again.
Woo-hoo.
So.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
I'm Brittany, and I just started up a business a year ago, and I'm looking for ways to find peace in my everyday life.
Hi, I'm Zan, and I've been a Buddhist before, and so I want to just re-up and practice more meditation and quieting my mind and bringing more spirituality into my life.
Great. Thank you, everyone.
Hi,
I'm Chris.
I'm Chris. I follow speakers in the ceiling, stuff like that, and we'll make all the recordings available on the website. Just click on recordings and you'll find them there. And any questions about anything, let me know. Okay? Bye.
Great. Thank you, Chris. I already did it.
Oh, you got a mic.
I've got a mic. Can everyone hear me okay through this mic? Okay. So I pulled some books off of our bookshelf. So we have a bookstore out there. And if you are a member, we also have a library where you can check things out. It's just on the other side of the wall here. The book for this particular course, the Meditation 101 course, is called How to Meditate. And it is by Kathleen McDonald. So it's a great companion to the course if you're looking for a little bit more or to go a little bit deeper. I would definitely recommend this one. It is for sale in the bookstore. Another great one that covers different types of meditations. This one, How to Meditate, is very much follows Buddhist philosophy. Meditation for Dummies is kind of a catch-all, but it's a great little book, and it's really very user-friendly and built for the layman. This one I don't have any experience on. I haven't read it. I don't know anything about it. But it's called Real Meditation in Minutes a Day. So it sounded promising. So I pulled that one as well. It's also available in the bookstore. And if anyone has kids or prefer children's books,
actually really like children's books. This one's called Moody Cow Meditates. And so, you know, it's a cow that gets, like, really mad, and then he learns meditation and kind of how to deal with that anger. So it's a fun little book. And there's other children's books out in the bookstore as well. So these are all, you know, great options, and that's just a few that I just pulled tonight. So there's lots more out there. So let's see, I guess without further ado, you're told where bathrooms are, just kind of on the other side of this back wall. Again, we'll be, you know, fairly loose here. If you need to get up and walk around or go get a drink of water or hit the restroom, feel free. Feel free to move, get up, do what you need to do. This room that we are currently in is called the Gompa. You might have heard that term if Aaron referred to it. So the Gompa basically is, Gom means familiar and Pa is place. So this is a place in which to become familiar. And so Gom is actually the Tibetan word for meditation. And so Gom simply means to become familiar. And meditation then means to familiarize oneself. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Again, this course is a five-part series. We're going to meet every Tuesday from 7 to 8:30. And again, I mentioned that next week I'll have a sub. David will be here. Let's see here. The course itself, I covered some of the things, but in addition to learning the definition of meditation, the purpose, some of the skills, we'll also practice some meditations in here together. I will be leading some. Was it Zan? Okay, thank you, Zan. That Zan was asking about. So some will be led, and then all of the meditations that we do in class, there are handouts online. So if you go to kadampacenter.org, and under the Spiritual Program tab, look for Meditation 101, and the handouts are there. And so for this first night, there are four handouts available that you can either just pull up online and check out, or you can certainly print them if that's an easier version to have, you know, that paper copy in your hand. But those handouts are online, so if you so desire, you can continue your practice through the week. You don't have to wait until next Tuesday. You can continue your practice through the week and maybe do a little homework and try out some of these meditations at home on your own as well. We will be talking about how to set up a daily practice throughout the session. We won't dive into everything tonight, of course. We will also talk about obstacles to meditation. There are a lot of them, like busy minds, you know, or just kind of not really liking it. So there's lots of obstacles when it comes to meditating. So we'll talk about those and some of the antidotes, how to overcome those obstacles of meditation as we continue through the class. We'll also be talking about how to maintain a practice and keep going for a long-term practice. We'll do different types of meditations, everything from breathing meditations to just mindfulness meditations, concentration meditations, and we may delve into more of an analytical meditation as we progress through the class. Okay. So any questions so far about kind of the layout of this course? Okay, and this, the Kadampa Center, as Jill mentioned, is under the FPMT, which stands for the Foundation for the Preservation of the Mahayana Tradition. So FPMT.org is a great resource of not only courses like this, but, you know, way beyond. So if you're looking for more, you know, continue to come to the Kadampa Center. I think there's definitely something for, you know, human-human interaction. But the FPMT website has lots of information and courses online as well that you can take. This course is based off of the Meditation 101 that's on the FPMT website. Let's see here. So we always begin our studies with a motivation, okay? And so a motivation is kind of what
brought you here tonight? Why are you here? And it really can be anything, you know. And many of you said kind of what brought you here this evening. You're interested in learning more. You want to deepen your practice. You want to get back to your practice. You know, all of those are great motivations. From a Buddhist tradition, though, we try to make that an altruistic meditation, that it's beyond ourselves. And so that by learning and studying and deepening something like a meditation practice, we may then be of greater benefit to others. So maybe with a calmer, more peaceful mind, we might be of greater benefit to others around us. And then that would extend beyond that, and so on and so on. And so I just ask you to sit for a moment and kind of conjure up what brought you here tonight and what you hope to get out of this course, this series. And then, you know, maybe give it a try. Think about, you know, how that might extend out to others, you know, beyond yourself, beyond those immediately around you, and beyond even further than that. So just take a moment to do that. It's not really a true meditation, but just think about it. I'll give you another couple minutes or so. Okay. And so we're just going to jump right into it, actually. And one of the handouts that you can find online is called Scanning the Body. And it is a very kind of a basic meditation in that we're just going to really bring our awareness inside, internally, to ourselves, to your own body. And all of you are currently sitting on a chair. This meditation starts with really thinking about your physical body, and we're going to start with whatever part of your physical body is either, you know, sitting on the seat cushion or touching the ground. So in your case, it might be, you know, your bottom sitting in the chair and the soles of your feet on the floor. So when we go through this, I'll talk you through it. I'm not going to go into the meditation posture at this point. We'll do that later. And certainly feel free to come on down to the cushions if you want to. And if you're on the cushion, then it's going to be whatever's touching that the ground there. Okay, is where you start. And so we're really just going to, you know, kind of touch on meditation with this kind of a little fun intro where you're really going to be thinking about your personal body and kind of bringing that attention inward. So find a comfortable position. So a big part of meditating is for your physical body to be as comfortable as it can. Okay, so if you're sitting there and your back is aching, do you think your mind is going to be able to concentrate on whatever you're concentrating on? No, not so much. And so if you can get as comfortable as you can possibly get without any of those aches and pains getting in the way, then you'll hopefully set yourself up to be a little bit more successful in your meditation. That's kind of the point of finding a space and a comfort in your posture. One thing that is important, really important, is having a nice straight spine. So whether you're sitting on a cushion or in a chair, think about really lengthening that torso, lengthening the spine. If you're in a chair, you may even sit, you know, without your back against the back part of the chair, but instead bring it a little bit forward so you're a little more, you know, in alignment with a straight spine. Thinking of the crown of your head as really lengthening up towards the ceiling, okay? And then you can close your eyes. I recommend to beginners to fully close your eyes. Now, one of the obstacles to meditation is, you know, kind of like, ooh, my eyes are closed and I'm going to fall asleep now. So if you find that closing your eyes, you know, drifts you off to sleep, then one of the antidotes to that is to actually have your eyes just slightly open. So not open like I'm looking across the room, but just very slightly open so that there's just a little bit of light coming through your eyelids. And you might cast your gaze maybe, you know, 4 to 6 feet down on the floor or spot in front of you with just enough light to kind of keep your mind a little bit more alert and awake. So try whatever works for you. Okay, so find a comfortable position. Relax your shoulders. Lengthen your spine. Decide, you know, where and how you want your eyes. Welcome. Come on in. We're just diving into our first meditation. So join us. No, you're good. Come on in. All right. And as we begin any of our meditations, again, we're going to come back to that motivation. What brought you here? And then not only what brought you here tonight, but that you might think that you're not only meditating just for your own individual benefit, but you're actually taking the time with intention now to meditate and develop your mind to become wiser, perhaps, to become kinder. And this would then translate to better position you to be of benefit to all beings. And I like to begin a meditation simply by bringing my awareness to my breath. So I call these centering breaths, where you just take an inhale through your nose, exhale through your mouth. Maybe 3 deep breaths like this, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth. Just centering your mind, centering your body. And then after you've taken these centering breaths, just allow the natural rhythm of your breath to reestablish. There's no need now at this point to try to alter your breath or change your breath. Allowing that natural rhythm of your breath to reestablish. Spine is straight, enabling you to find a position that you can be aware and awake, but not stiff or rigid, so shoulders are relaxed. And then we're going to bring our awareness and our focus to the lowermost point of your body, the part of your body that is in contact with the earth or your seat cushion, your chair. And just bring all of your awareness to that aspect or that part of your physical body. And really feel this connection your physical body has with the earth, your seat. And just take a moment to make note of this feeling. You may feel connected, you may feel grounded. There's no right or wrong answer. Concentrate for a moment on this contact, the weight, the substance of your physical form. And then bring your awareness to the character of your mind right now, your consciousness, while you're focusing in this lowermost part of your body that's in contact with the floor, the earth, your seat cushion. What's the nature of your mind? What's happening there? And now slowly and mindfully move your attention upwards through your body, very slowly. So you might bring your awareness to your ankles,
the lower legs, the thighs, the knees. And pay close attention to every aspect of your body, these physical sensations that you may be experiencing. Again, there's no right or wrong answer. You're just simply making note and noticing. If you do come across an area of tension, then intentionally try to bring some relaxation into that area. You may notice sensations of coolness or warmth. As we continue to move our awareness up our bodies, notice also what parts of the body are touching. So if you're on a cushion, cross-legged, how are your legs in contact with each other? Where does your ankle touch the insides of the knees? Wherever you are, noticing where your hands have just naturally placed themselves. Again, slowly, mindfully moving your awareness upward through your body, perhaps through your hips. Again, where your hands are. You might visualize what the silhouette of your body might look like. And then bringing your awareness back to your mind. What's going on there? How does your mind feel right now? Again, no right or wrong answer. There is no way to do this incorrectly. Noticing your belly, your abdominal area, your waist, the arms, the elbows. Again, slowly, mindfully continue to move upwards, the rising and falling of your chest, perhaps, or your belly with your breath. And the shoulders, check in with those shoulders. Is there any tension held here? The neck. And this area of the neck and shoulders is a very common place to hold tension. Check in there. Notice if you can intentionally bring a bit of relaxation to these areas. Moving upward slowly, mindfully. Check in with your head. Notice how your head is placed at the top of the neck. Is it leaning forward, backwards, to the side? Again, no right or wrong answer, simply noticing. Bringing the awareness all the way up to the crown of your head. Now take a moment here at the crown of the head, allowing yourself some space just to notice. Notice the nature of the mind when focusing at the crown of the head, at the top of the body. No longer in contact with the floor, the cushion. And just notice for a moment, is your mind's character different while concentrating here
than when you were focusing in the lowermost part of your body. Do you notice any differences? Again, there's no right or wrong answer. There is no way to do this meditation wrong. We're just noticing. And as your attention begins to wane at the top of the crown of the head, then gradually, slowly, mindfully, we're going to go back down. So through the head, through the neck, the shoulders, go at your own pace. Slowly, slowly, just as slowly as we went up, go back down. Noting everything about your body as you move your attention back downward. The rise and fall of the chest or the belly with your breath. The arms, the hands resting in your lap or on your knees, wherever they may be. Through the lower abdomen, the hips, the back of the body, the lower back. Taking note not only of the physical sensations in your body, but how your mind is reacting. As you bring your awareness, your focus, to these different areas of your body, just paying special attention as you move along, back down. Eventually bringing your attention all the way back down to the cushion or the floor, your seat, where you started, where your physical body is in contact, again, with the earth, the floor, your chair, your cushion. Again, focus your concentration at this point. Notice the character of your mind again, now that we've made it back down to where we started. How are you feeling? What's the nature of your mind? Noticing if there is any difference now than when you first started. Noticing if there's any difference when focusing on the lower part of your body compared to the top, the crown of your head. As you do this meditation, you can learn about your mind and your body and how they work together. You may notice differences in your mind's character when focusing on different parts of your body. You may notice areas of the body that hold tension or that have strain or pain, or areas that feel quite light and open. And as you practice this meditation, these are insights that you can carry with you throughout your day, just making note of, oh, you know, that part bothers me, or, oh, this part is light. Bring in your awareness to both your physical body and your mind. Not only in your meditation practice on your cushion, but throughout your day. And we'll close the meditation by dedicating any of our positive energy that was generated, any positive insights generated during this meditation, to the well-being of ourselves, the well-being of others, and the happiness of all living beings. And you can go ahead and gently relax your meditation, relax your body, gently open your eyes when you're ready. Okay. So, if anyone would like to share maybe how that went for you, how it felt, was it dreadful? Was it okay? What was that?
Busy.
Yeah, well, this one is called Scanning the Body. So our minds are kind of busy in this meditation. We're really, you know, moving our minds and thinking through things. What else? Anything? Right. Yeah, thinking about one thing. That's perfect. Yeah, and there is that sense of, you know, we rush around throughout our days, even getting here. Rush, hurry, get to the conference center. I got to go meditate. Yeah. So it's true. We do it all day long. Yeah, so just to slow that down and bring that awareness inside, inward. And we've got our bodies with us all the time, so we can do that anytime. Yes.
Have you given the microphone speech?
I did at the beginning, yeah.
So if I chase you around with this microphone, you'll know why. Yeah, I will chase after you.
Yeah.
So.
And this is Erin, everyone.
I saw most people on the way.
Okay. Anything else? Any other thoughts? Yeah. Thank you.
So I discovered that I feel a lot of pain. In my body. I was like, oh my God, my knees hurt.
Right.
My back hurts. And like, it really surprised me that I just didn't realize I was like living with pain. Just didn't feel it.
Right.
But
right.
I feel it now.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, if sitting on a cushion for any extended time is a new thing.
I just think it's me. I think I just have pain in my body.
But it does take some, you know, getting used to. There's, you know, the more you sit on the floor, the easier it becomes. The more you sit on a cushion, the easier it becomes. I mean, it sounds so simple, and yet it's not. And these things do take time, and, you know, being patient with yourself and just making note that, oh, maybe next time I can try this. And we'll actually, in just a few minutes when we go over meditation posture, we can look at some different ways to maybe make sitting a little bit easier and more comfortable. Yeah, and playing around and finding what works for you. Yeah. Good. Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Great. All right. So, let's talk about now, and feel free to move, okay? And, I mean, I've been sitting on a cushion, you know, I started coming into the Kadampa Center, as I mentioned, in around 1999, 2000, and I'm a wiggler. I'm always moving around. So, you know, you'll see me adjusting my legs and wiggling and adjusting my shoulders. So that's okay. It's okay. You know, we're not these high-level advanced practitioners yet, but, you know, maybe one day we'll get there. So feel free to move around. It's fine. Okay, so purpose of meditation. What is meditation? So as I already mentioned, this is the Gompa, and that means the place of familiarization. Gom is meditate, and that's the Tibetan word for to meditate or meditation. And so it just simply means to become familiar. So here we are, most of us are adults in here, and and we've lived a long time, you know, in these habitual patterns of maybe thinking in certain ways or moving in certain ways or sitting in certain ways or carrying things in certain ways or sitting in our car and driving our car in certain ways. So we have habitualized ourselves to all these different behaviors that we do. Not only behaviors, but also thoughts. So we're very familiar with these. These are our, you know, our habits. And it's our habits that we are very familiar with. You know, we may, for me, it's driving. It's, you know, that's my biggest challenge. And my 13-year-old is always on me, "Mom, don't be so negative. Be patient," you know. So that's where I have to really, that's one of the areas where I have to really work and, you know, and stop myself and be aware of the thoughts or my behaviors. So to meditate, to become familiar with, in Buddhist tradition, what we want to do is become more familiar with our positive states of mind. Okay, and then that might translate to more positive actions in our daily lives and our more positive things that, you know, come out of our mouths and things that we say. And so becoming familiar with positive states of mind while we're meditating. So meditation is really all about training the mind to think more positive thoughts. And that's what it really boils down to. And so, you know, if we're able to develop these positive qualities, these positive traits, again, we may extend that out not only for ourselves, those that we live with, our loved ones, those that we work with, our friends, people that we don't know, you know, we call those strangers or, you know, just anyone on the street. And then even extend that out beyond to people that maybe we have difficulties with, that we can, you know, maybe have some space and stop and think, oh, maybe I could react differently or say something different. And so again, training the mind through meditation practice into a more positive approach, or more positive states. So that's what it's all about, really. Sounds so easy, really, but it's, you know, it does take a lot of practice. It's easier said than done. And then we, of course, have, you know, our monkey minds that are always jumping around, one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. And so by allowing yourself this time and this space, even if it's just, you know, one day a week coming into class, taking those moments to maybe pause and think and slow down and simply notice. Becoming more familiar. So this sometimes happens as you start a meditation process. You start to look at yourself and look at your mind and what's going on, and, you know, it can become a little scarier, you know, like, whoa, it's, when I first started in the Discovering Buddhism class, you know, it was like suddenly I was just mad at everybody. Like, oh my gosh, what is wrong with these, you know, everyone around me? And it was because I was really starting to pay attention and notice. But what I wasn't doing was paying attention and noticing and, you know, looking at things from a different point of view. So that takes time. But just allowing yourself the opportunity to have that space and allow the mind to just kind of take a break and stop itself and think about maybe a different direction if you're going into a negative direction or a negative state of mind, and then making that intention to not go there and not follow that. So that's really kind of the purpose of meditation. You know, what I have found personally is that it does allow me the opportunity to be more present in whatever it is that I'm doing, whether it's an activity I'm doing at work or talking with one of my teenagers at home, to just kind of bring you into that moment rather than thinking about, oh, yeah, yeah, my 17-year-old's over here, blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, yeah, I really need to go to the grocery store, and I got to do this, and oh, my God, what was he saying? So, you know, you can kind of intentionally redirect those thoughts and that thought pattern. So meditation really is a tool. And it's a skill. And so, like with anything, whether you're, you know, practicing piano or guitar or soccer or, you know, what else do you guys practice? You know, anything, art, whatever. It's not like you're going to jump right in and be an expert. It does take a practice, and it's a continual practice. So again, I encourage you, if you have the notion and the opportunity and the time throughout the week in between classes, pull up those handouts that you can find online and, you know, maybe just go through it on your own. So far we've done the scanning the body. You can easily do that one at home on your own without, you know, me sitting there and saying it. Meditation is different. I want to make this clear, too. It's different than a relaxation practice, okay? So if anyone's ever had a yoga class, oftentimes at the end of a yoga class, you lay down on the floor. It's my favorite part, Shavasana, and you're laying there and you totally relax, like you relax everything. It's so nice. So that's different than meditation, okay? So meditation is actually work. I mean, we're working. We're really thinking about what we're doing. We're working our minds, okay? So it's much different than a relaxation practice or a technique that you may practice elsewhere. Nothing against relaxation. Again, that's perfectly fine. It helps us also be in the moment and maybe let go and release stress and tension. But it is different. Just make note of that. You do hear that we as human beings have a lot of untapped potential, and that, you know, depending on where you read this, we may use only 5% of our brains or 10% or whatever. So we have a lot of really untapped potential. So imagine being able to tap into that, you know, even if it's an extra 5%, how amazing that would be. So meditation helps do that. So meditation practice will then enable you to better access the potential of your mind. And you can transform then not only yourself, your inner self, but the world around you as well, and how you view the entire world that's around you. So it's pretty amazing. So now we're going to go ahead and talk about the seven-point posture. So I have already said, you know, that it's really important to find a position that you're most comfortable in, that you can really sit and have as many of those aches and pains not creep into your meditation, because those are just, they're going to become distractions, okay? So there's, in the Buddhist tradition of meditation, there's what's called the seven-point meditation posture. And this is one of your handouts, so you can review it at home, you know, if you'd like to. So there are 7 points to this. The first one are the legs, okay? So, again, you can really sit and meditate wherever. So whether you're in a chair or on a cushion, it really doesn't matter. But the point is you want to be comfortable. So, you know, kind of traditionally there's that full lotus position that you see some, you know, highly accomplished yoga practitioners go into. And the full lotus, I'll scooch over so you guys can see my legs maybe. So full lotus, and I'm not going to go into it because I don't want to injure my knees, but so yeah, you don't want to ever force yourself in any kind of position. But full lotus would be where, you know, you bring a foot, sole of the foot onto the thigh of the other leg so that that sole of the foot's kind of facing up. And then full lotus would be where this one would be on top of this one. Again, I'm not going to force my body into it because my body doesn't do that. But this is called half lotus. This is perfectly acceptable as well. A simple cross-legged position works.
as well. One thing I have found is bringing the legs a little away from the body rather than tucked up tight allows a little bit more flow of, you know, like the blood vessels and things kind of moving through there. So rather than tucking up tight, which is what I used to do, I have gone to a more kind of drawing the legs out and having ankles kind of stacked on top of each other. That's what I have found works for me. So again, find what works for you. So in this position, this kind of a version of a simple cross-legged, kind of this outer ankle bone of my top leg is kind of in the little nook of the inner ankle of that bottom leg. Okay, not bone to bone, but kind of in that little divot right next to the bone, if that makes sense. And so that's a nice, easy, more open, allowing for a bit more flow and space. Now, having said that, you probably will, I still do, experience the falling asleep or the pins and the needles that happen in the legs. And if that happens, that's fine. You know, if you need to, just stretch out a leg and sit, you know, this way. And then let those pins and needles kind of work their way out and then go back into it if you want. So again, finding what's comfortable. So with the legs, those are seated positions. If your hips are tight, there are some options with different props. So luckily here at the Canopus Center, we have lots of cushions. So you can always grab cushions. Ideally, you want to sit, if you're on the floor, you want to sit with your sits bones, so right at the bottom of the pelvis, the bones at the bottom of the pelvis, kind of forward on the cushion, and then allowing the knees to be slightly lower than the hips. So if my hips are here, my knees are here, they're slightly lower than my hips. If your hips are not flexible and you know, it's not working that way, then you may need to support those under the knees with some cushions. And I've seen people sit with, you know, one cushion on each side, maybe one cushion on one side, multiple cushions. You know, if your knees are stuck up like this, don't sit there like this. This is going to cause a lot of tension in your hips and lower back. Go ahead and prop up with multiple cushions so that your legs can just relax, okay, no matter where they are as far as how far out they're propped. Does that make sense? Okay, so that's how to kind of work on getting comfortable on the floor. On a chair, on the other hand, I went into it just very slightly when we started our scan of the body, but moving your bottom forward on the chair so that your back comes off of the back part of the chair, sitting up nice and tall, shoulders are relaxed though. So our tendency when we straighten our spine is to draw our shoulders up. That's not going to work too well, so relaxing those shoulders. And so I think I'm skipping to other parts of our seven-point posture here. Let me just refer to the handout so that I'm going in order of what the handout says. So we've got our legs and then our tall spine and then our arms. Okay, so in this tradition, we usually hold our hands in a certain position. And that position is our left palm facing up, our right hand palm up, kind of resting in that lower palm, and then thumbs are touching. So it forms a little bit of like a little teardrop or circle. So I'm just holding my arms up now for that. And then you just relax those down into your lap. Okay. And then the elbows are kind of, you know, not squished into the body because that's not going to allow for airflow and flow of blood and other things through our body, energy. So having the arms and elbows kind of away from the body so that there's a little bit of, you know, air able to move in between the arms and the torso of the body. So yeah, again, the left palm is up, right hand rest in it, thumbs are touching, and then just relax those hands into your lap. Okay. And this, you know, would have, and I'm not going to go into any description because I don't really know, but this connects like energy flow through our body, okay, by doing this. So that's an option. Again, that's what we do in this tradition. Doesn't mean you have to do it. For the first meditation, I was simply sitting with my hands on my knees, down, up, you know, however you want, whatever's comfortable. If you want to practice the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, you know, this way is
is what we typically do. All right, so that's our legs, our arms. Let's see. Let me get back onto my seat here. Any questions about that so far as getting into a comfortable position? Legs, hips, those are the big ones, really. Knees, you want to try not to experience any pain. So if you've, you know, if you have an injury or a previous injury or ailment, you know, work with it. Work with your own body to make your seated position as comfortable as you can. Let's see here. The back, we've already touched on that, should be straight. It's really the most important thing. So you can think of your spine as like a stack of bones or vertebrae or coins, if that's a better visual, kind of stacked up. Now, we have some natural curves in our spine, of course. So when you think of your spine as straight, you know, you want to keep those natural curves, but a nice, tall, erect spine. Again, reaching or lengthening out through the crown of the head. And the crown of the head isn't up here at your forehead, so it's not this. That's actually an obstacle to meditation, because when we have our heads up, that tends to make us like, whoa, wide awake and a bit spacey. So reaching out through the crown of the head, which if you envision the back of your neck lengthening up and continuing, think of it that way. It's kind of like the string being pulled through the back or the crown of your head. So nice straight spine as much as you can. And you'll notice, or at least I do, as I'm sitting, you know, you start to relax and slump. And so if that happens, that's okay. Just, you know, bring your awareness, lengthen back up, relax the shoulders, and continue on. And then a little while later, you might find yourself slumping again. Just, that's okay. Bring it back up. And this is all about meditation. So noticing that is part of the meditation, noticing it, bringing it back, and keep going. All right, the next part of this seven-point meditation, we've got legs is number one, arms number two, back is number three. Again, this is a handout you can find online. Number four is eyes, and I mentioned this prior to our scan in the body meditation. So again, eyes. So this is going to be a personal preference. Here it is, you know, the evening, it's Monday night, we probably had a busy day at work. If you're leaning towards drowsiness, towards sleepiness, you may not want to close your eyes all the way. Again, sometimes for beginners, closing the eyes all the way. I used to teach the children's program here at the Kadampa Center, and I always had them close their eyes all the way, because when they have their eyes open, they're very distracted with each other. They're like, looking around and cutting up. Now, Aaron's son back there, he always wanted his eyes a little bit open, because he's really good at this. So, but really, having your eyes closed will, you know, block out all of those distractions, but it can also maybe make you kind of sleepy. So check in, and, you know, 1 minute it might be one way, and the next minute you might have to change it. So one meditation you might do it one way, the next meditation you might do it a different way. So just check in with that. You can always change it. When their eyes are open, though, again, we're not open and looking around, which is what kids tend to do, but it's just, you know, barely having a little light come through those, the like, little slit in your eyelids, and from the top and the bottom, and then you're casting your gaze. Like for me, I'm looking right down there at that spot, you know, maybe 4 feet in front of me, 4 or 5 feet in front of me, just casting my gaze down, not focusing on anything else, not really bringing my awareness to what's out there, but just having those eyes slightly open just to have a little bit more awakeness. Okay. Let's see, point number five is the jaw and the mouth together. So you want to have your jaw relaxed. Again, you know, neck, shoulders, jaws, foreheads, these are all areas where we hold tension. And especially in our computer age where we're sitting at desks and working on computers and things. So really think about, you know, think about the jaw and relaxing the jaw. And so when you're meditating, the jaw is actually loose. So your lips are still touching, but the jaw is not clenched. So it's actually kind of
you can think of it as being open, but the mouth is still closed, the lips are still closed, and then you rest your tongue up at the roof of the mouth or the palate of the mouth. And this helps with, if you hold that, it helps with just saliva production and swallowing. So just gently relax in the jaw, lips are closed, tongue at the roof of the mouth, okay? So that's jaw, mouth, and then the tongue is point number 6. And the last, number 7, is the head, okay? So, again, having the forehead too high forward or too tilted forward is going to kind of make us a little spacey, or that's at least the tendency. It may not happen to everyone. Dropping the head too far down, again, that's where we fall asleep. What you want to do is gently tuck the chin, so allowing some length through the back part of the neck, but not so much that it's like this, just a gentle drop of the chin, relaxing those shoulders so that the spine all the way from the sits bones all the way through the crown of the head is nice and tall and lengthened. So that's our 7-point meditation posture. Again, find what works for you. You can make all kinds of, you know, personal arrangements for what works with your body, whether it's with cushions, sitting in a chair, you know, whatever. You can even put a cushion behind your lower back if you're in a chair. I tend to do that if I'm in a chair. So one more thing about sitting in a chair. You want to have your feet, the soles of your feet, flat on the floor. For me, that means I need one or two of these cushions, and so you are welcome. You know, some of the chairs already have them under them, but you're welcome to grab a cushion and put your feet on the cushion, and that really helps to bring the knees up more in alignment with your hips, so that your legs aren't kind of falling off the front of the chair and causing tension in your lower back. Okay, so raising those feet up. So that knees are either, you know, in the chair it's opposite than on the ground, so that knees are either slightly above the hips, the crease of the hips, or right at that crease, okay? And then sitting forward rather than leaning back in the chair. So that's not when you're just sitting here, but that's when we're doing a meditation. All right, any questions about our 7-point meditation posture? Or, and as we progress through class, if you want me to maybe give you some tips individually about, you know, how you might better find a seated position, just let me know. I'm happy to talk with you before or after class and try to find what works for you. Okay. I don't teach yoga anymore, but I used to. So I'm all about finding that position that's going to work for you to, you know, alleviate as much of those aches and pains so that your mind can then focus on the task at hand and not, oh, my back is hurting, or man, my knee is hurting. But even if that happens during meditation, that's okay too. You can go, oh, wow, my knee is hurting. Okay, I'm going to go back to whatever, my breath or whatever it is I'm thinking about. All right. Sometimes when you're sitting on a cushion for a while, you might get chilly. You'll see folks in the Kadampa Center, if you come on Sundays especially, maybe have a shawl or some kind of cover-up. Very common, you know, when you're sitting. For me, I tend to get hot, you know, suddenly I'm like up here sweating. So again, personal preference, whatever is going to work for you. But having a shawl or a cover-up handy is always nice in case you need it. Let's see here. Okay, so I think that's going to bring us to our next meditation. And this one is counting the breaths. So for counting the breaths, let's see here. This meditation develops and works on our concentration. So we're going to talk about a couple of skills with that we'll be developing through meditation practice. And one is concentration. Another one is mindfulness. So counting the breath is all about developing that skill of concentration, where we are intentionally
choosing to focus our mind on one object, one thing. And in this case, that one thing, that one object is our breath. Okay. So our mind may be distracted with all this other, you know, thoughts and stimuli and what's happening out here in the room and noises and what's happening in your body. You want to catch it and bring it back to the breath. And you can do that, you know, over and over and over and over again. And that is the meditation. That means you're doing it right. If you catch yourself not thinking about your breath and you bring your mind back to your breath, that's perfect. That's what it's all about. All right, so find your comfortable position. You might, you know, think about those parts of that 7-point seated posture. Again, it's the legs, the arms. See if I can do this without my notes. Legs, arms, nice tall straight back. Decide what you want to do with your eyes. Relax the jaw. Tongue's at the roof of the mouth. The tip of the tongue is at the top or the palate of the mouth. The head balanced at the top of the spine, top of the neck. Chin slightly tugged, just ever so slightly tugged, just to lengthen the back of the neck. And then just check in with yourself first. Notice how that posture feels. And make any adjustments if you need to. Relax the shoulders, relax the jaw, relax the forehead. Relax the shoulders again. And then just take a moment with those 3 or 4 or 5 deep centering breaths. So deep inhales through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Slow, gentle, deep breaths. These centering breaths just kind of prepare your mind for the meditation that we're about to practice, counting the breaths, a meditation that develops concentration. After you've taken those centering breaths, allow the natural rhythm of your breath to reestablish. Breathe normally, breathe naturally, just settle into it. And while you're settling in and allowing the breath to go back to its normal natural rhythm, just take a moment to establish that altruistic motivation that you are meditating not only for your own individual benefit, which is wonderful, which is fantastic, but also you're taking the time now to meditate and develop your mind, maybe become a more patient person, kinder, wiser, more gentle, more able and ready to benefit all others. Okay, so our focus of this meditation is our breath, and specifically, we're going to breathe in through the nostrils, through our nose, and exhale through the nose as well. And so our focus, our object of focus, where we're going to bring all of our concentration, is right at the nostrils, the opening of the nose, where the air enters our body on the inhale and exits on the exhale. So just bring your awareness and your focus to the tip of the nose at the nostrils. And pay attention to the very subtle sensations as you breathe in and out through your nose. You might feel certain sensations as the air passes into the nostrils. You may notice the air feels cool as it comes into your body and perhaps warmer on the exhale. Keep your attention at tip of the nose, the opening, the nostrils, at the nostrils. And so your job here is to keep your attention firmly placed in this area only. If you notice your mind wandering, there's no need to beat yourself up about it or to judge yourself. Just simply notice and return your mind back to its object of focus. Tip of the nose, opening of the nostrils. Bringing your mind back to this area, this object of focus, over and over and over. Now, as you inhale and exhale, you can begin to mentally count your breaths. So each inhale followed by an exhale is one. Inhale, exhale, two, and so on. In your own time, in your own body, counting your own breaths. So count from 1 to 10, concentrating again on those sensations at the tip of the nose, the opening of the nostrils. If you find that you've become distracted and your mind wanders to other things, bring it back to the point of concentration. Over and over again, without judgment, without frustration, just simply return the mind back to its point of concentration. If you're counting your breath, and then you find that you've lost your place, no worries. Just go ahead and start again at 1 and start over. And the point is to train your mind to focus on one point or object only. In this case, the sensations at the nostrils as you count your breaths. Bringing your awareness back to your breath, should your mind wander, over and over again. And then let go of counting the breaths. Bring your awareness to the nostrils, any sensations there, the coolness of the in-breath, the warmth of the exhale, anything you may notice. And Wrapping up the meditation by just fully concentrating on these sensations. And then finally, taking a moment to mentally dedicate any of the positive energy generated from this concentration meditation. Positive energy, perhaps, or insights that may have been gained. Dedicate it to your well-being and happiness, and those around you, and extend that beyond this room, out farther and farther to all living beings. And then just relax, release your meditation, gently open your eyes, stretch, whatever you need to do. And so this guided meditation on counting the breaths is a focused concentration meditation. You may hear it called a single-pointed or single-point concentration meditation. And in a concentration meditation, basically, it's all about what we just did. We're going to bring our minds and just simply concentrate on a single point or a single object. So it's like honing in with a laser beam and just holding that mind, your mind there on that one thing. Now that differs from what we call mindfulness. And mindfulness I think of as, you know, kind of looser. It's not this like targeted laser beam focus. I've read it's more like a big spotlight where we're moving around and kind of like looking around at things like, oh, there's something going on, there's something. So it's a little bit of a more active, movable mind, I guess. Both mindfulness and concentration, however, even though they sound very different, they work hand in hand together during meditations. And so for this concentration meditation that we just did, for instance, we were really trying hard to concentrate on just that one thing, the breath moving in and out of our noses. But we had to use mindfulness to catch ourselves when we were thinking about something else and bring it back. And so, you know, through that meditation, maybe it was like, oh, you're thinking of something that happened in the past, maybe today or before, you know, even longer time ago. And then your mind, you know, your mind kind of caught that with that mindfulness and then brought it back to our target. Or perhaps you're thinking of something in the future, you know, tonight when I get home, or I'm going to eat this, or whatever. And, you know, that mindfulness catches it, and then you're able to bring it back to our target. So they both go hand in hand, but oftentimes you'll find that, you know, depending on the type of meditation you're doing, one is a little more heavier or there's more of one than the other. So counting the breath is more of a concentration, but you're still using that mindfulness to kind of check in and bring that mind back over and over again. And if you're catching yourself and bringing your mind back, that's exactly meditation. That is the key. So, you know, if you're not catching yourself, then you just need more practice. So, but if you're catching yourself, then yeah. So our last meditation before we finish class is a meditation, and again, this one is also a handout. This is Bare Attention, and Bare Attention kind of brings in a little bit of both, but it's a little bit more mindfulness focused, okay, compared to counting the breath that was more concentration. And is this making sense, the concentration versus mindfulness? Okay. Any questions or thoughts or ideas about mindfulness versus concentration? All right. And we'll talk more about these two skills of meditation throughout the course. But our next and last meditation for the evening before we close class is called Bare Attention, B-A-R-E, Bare Attention. And again, this is more mindfulness, so it's a little bit looser with the mind. It's more of that spotlight approach of, you know, looking at something over here and then bringing it over here and noticing this and noticing that, and really paying attention to what is happening and where the mind's going. All right, so just take a moment to find that seated position again that works for you. If you need to roll your shoulders and then relax them, find that position that works for your head. Maybe tuck in the chin, relax the jaw, position the hands, you know, wherever you need to be. Check in with the legs, the arms, the tongue, the jaw, the head. Take some centering breaths. These centering breaths just help kind of ready the mind for the task at hand. So centering breath, inhale and exhale. Relax the shoulders, relax the jaw, relax the forehead. 2, 3, 4, however many you need. Allowing that natural rhythm of the breath to reestablish, settling into it. Again, we're not altering our breath in these meditations. There are some exercises where we do alter the breath. But for these, we're just breathing in our normal, natural rhythm. So not necessarily extra deep or long, just a normal breath. As you allow that natural rhythm of your breath to reestablish, again, think that not only are you meditating and doing these exercises and coming to this class, not only for your own benefit, but for those around you, beyond you, for people you don't know, for all living beings. We're going to start this meditation again, like we did with counting the breaths, at the opening of the nostrils. So start by bringing your awareness to very subtle sensations as you breathe in and out through your nose. Inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the nose. You might even feel very small hairs within your nose gently moving. See if you can notice those very, very subtle sensations. Perhaps cooler sensations on the inhale, warmer on the exhale. Just watch as the breath flows past the opening of those nostrils as it enters the body. Watch the breath. Notice the breath on the exhale as it leaves the body. We're not counting the breath in this meditation, just noticing those very subtle sensations right at the tip of the nose, the rim of the nostrils. And using the breath always as an anchor of your attention. And distractions, of course, are normal. Again, your job is to catch those distractions, bring them back to your breath, particularly at the tip of the nose, right at the nostrils where the breath enters and exits your body. Don't get upset or disturbed or judge should your mind wander. Just simply catch that and bring it back. Bring it back over and over and over. Okay, now allow your mind to be more the observant of whatever it comes to notice, regardless of what it is. And we're just simply noticing. So as your mind goes away from that focus, that object of focus, the nostrils, right at the tip of the nose, make note of that. Observe where your mind goes, what arises. Allow these thoughts to arise, observe them, and then let them go. Let them pass away without following them, without getting wrapped up or involved. Just simply be aware. So bringing that awareness back to your breath, specifically at the nostrils, noticing those tiny subtle sensations there, but being mindful of where the mind goes when it's not focused on its object. Take a note of where the mind goes. Make that observation. And then let it go. Don't get wrapped up. Don't get involved. Bring the mind back to the nostrils and any subtle sensations that may be happening there on each in-breath and each out-breath. Being mindful of where your mind goes. No judgment. No need for frustration. We're just simply observing what's happening with your mind. Thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. Perhaps even my voice is a distraction. Take note. Bring your focus back to your object of meditation, the sensation at the nostrils, and any subtle feelings that may arise on your in-breath and your out-breath. And concluding the meditation by just a moment to really acknowledge the efforts that you put forth this evening. Again, meditation, it's not a relaxation technique. This is work. It takes a lot of work, a lot of intention. So really just congratulate yourself for being here tonight and putting forth that strong effort. And dedicating any positive energy that may have come from our last meditation and the entire class through our meditation practice, whether we're a seasoned meditator or a brand new beginner, any positive energy, any positive insights or feelings, dedicating that to perhaps a more peaceful, more meaningful, more mindful life so that you can bring more peace and well-being to others in every moment of every day. Okay. So relax your meditation, gently open your eyes, stretch if you need to. That brings us to the end of our first class of this 5-week session. Hope to see you again. I won't be here next week. David McLeese will be, and he's an amazing instructor. Please come, and I hope to see you back in a couple more weeks after my trip.